Now, I am delighted to welcome to the programme this morning from the Northside Partnership, the home visiting mentor, Caroline Craig. Good morning, Caroline, and welcome to the programme.
Good morning, Donny. How are you?
Tell me this, Caroline. I am most interested to know, what does a home visiting mentor do?
Well, I work for an organisation called Preparing for Life. So as a home visiting mentor with Preparing for Life, we work with families from pregnancy to school age. And we visit families in their home, usually. And obviously at the moment it's a little bit different, but we're hoping to get back into normal living. We visit families in their home, usually once a month, and we work through the programme, which is Preparing for Life, with the family, which is, it's a, as I said, we work with families from pregnancy to school age. So the home visiting programme is a manualised programme, so we work through the programme from then right the way through up until the child is ready for school.
Now, because of technical difficulties, we should be also talking at the same time to Niamh O'Shaughnessy, but as I said, due to technical difficulties, we'll be chatting to Niamh following on from our chat this morning, Caroline. You mentioned there, and I think this is important, because I know that a lot of people have availed of the Preparing for Life programme, and I think it's very important that we stress to people this morning that despite the vagrancies and issues thrown up by COVID, that the programme is continuing, albeit in a slightly different format. So maybe if you could tell us about that, Caroline, as well, because I think that's very important.
Yeah, absolutely. So yes, we're definitely still continuing, and I suppose as with most other organisations, the last year has been a little bit challenging, but we have found all ways we can around it. So instead of visiting homes at the moment, which is what we'd be used to doing, we can do our sessions over the phone, whether that's a phone call or a video call. And we're getting to the point now where we're able to go for a walk as a session, or possibly a garden visit. So yeah, we have tried to find all ways around the current situation at the moment, and actually engagement has been fantastic. Like, all the families that would have been linked in with us already are very much still linked in with us, and in fact we have taken on I don't know the exact numbers, but we've taken on families since the pandemic has started as well. So it's been a little bit strange for us, but it seems to be working for the moment. We're very aware that we're missing out on a huge part of the interaction between parent and child, and but for the moment it's working, and we're dying to get back to normal as soon as possible.
And tell me this, Caroline, I suppose to really drill down into it on a very technical issue. I know from my experience here of doing interviews with the Preparing for Life team that this isn't just a programme that's constructed and ran on the hoof. There are continuing studies and all that going on in relation to it. So can you tell us about some of the, you know, the findings and the benefits that you see happening as a benefit of the Preparing for Life scheme, because I know it's being monitored and I know it's being assessed.
Yeah. Well, absolutely. So I suppose Preparing for Life has been around for 14 years now, and it was originally founded or created by Noel Kelly, who was a teacher in the school locally here in Darndale. And he would have seen children come into the classroom and start in school at 4 or 5, and they just weren't quite ready for school, so they couldn't sit in their seat for a long time. They couldn't hold a pencil properly or go to the toilet themselves or make friends very well. So he devised, along with 26 or 28 other agencies in the area, devised the programme. And basically the need was that, you know, it's about getting the parents involved and working with the parents collaboratively to support them in supporting their children meet their full potential. So, as I said, it's been going for 14 years. We begin work with families when mom's pregnant. And we work through the program from the program is manualized, so we deliver the information via tip sheets. So this would have started back 14 years ago, and at the time, UCD would have conducted a study alongside the mentors that would have been working back then, and the findings were basically that it hugely improved children's ability and readiness for school. But it also did a lot more than that, and it reduced obesity rates, it improved cognitive ability. And as you say, the studies are continuously going on, and in 2019, UCD went back out into the field and caught up with the families that would have been in the original study and conducted more studies just to see, was there still an improvement in their abilities? And in fact, there was. So even though they would have had no contact with Preparing for Life since the children were 4 and 5, the children still had higher scores in their cognitive ability. So
yeah, and
exciting time for us.
I remember talking to one of the team there a couple of years ago now. God, you know, we don't find time passing by. And I think one of the major things that I found from that, and it was a very similar question that I asked them as I'm just after asking you, but one of the things that stuck with me from that chat was the fact that a lot of the children have benefited insofar as that their social skills are far more advanced and developed than children who didn't participate in the program.
Yes, absolutely. And that was one of the, you know, one of the major findings of the original study, because, you know, we would work with families, excuse me, to discuss, you know, we would, and I suppose that's when you mentioned the benefits of the program is we very much, we don't tell parents what to do because we're not the experts on their child, they are. But we work with the families. We don't advise them on things, but we offer information. So we will sit with a family and we will talk about different ways that you can improve your child's social and emotional development. We will talk about different ways that you can promote your child's ability to share, or how emotional intelligence, how you can begin to instill that in your children from birth. So there's definitely a lot of benefits in terms of the social and emotional aspects. We work a lot with parents by, you know, helping them understand that what they're already doing is amazing, because, you know, simple things like, or what may seem like simple things like, you know, holding your baby and having mutual gaze with your baby face to face, and your baby, you know, becomes upset or distressed, and you, your facial expression changes to concern and care. Like that's the foundation of empathy, the foundation of emotional intelligence. And so we would work with families from the beginning, and to help improve that social and emotional aspect. Yeah.
And you know, for people, two questions. I'm going to roll them into one here for you, Caroline, to make life easy. How do people get on to the program? And once on it, then, how many times will they be interacting with the home visiting person?
Okay, so basically anybody who is pregnant and within our catchment area is able to avail of the program. So there's no other restrictions. Literally, mom.
There's no such thing as means testing, or you have to be in other programs or anything like that. This is if you're pregnant.
Universal.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah, universal to everybody within in our catchment area. So if you like, I can list you off the catchment area if that would be useful.
It most certainly would, Caroline.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll go for it. We're looking at Belcamp, Belmain, Bonnybrook, Adair, Bunratty, Ferrycarrig, Glynn, Greencastle, Clongriffin, Darndale, Edenmore, Kilbarrick, Kilmore West, Ballyshannon, Castle Diamond, Crome Castle, Dundaniel, Kilbarrick, Trim Road, Mosley, Friarswood. And I definitely remembered all them. I didn't read them off, I swear. So that's our catchment area. And in terms of contact with the mentor, So when we first start working with the family, we might have sessions. We might have a session every 2 weeks at the beginning if mom's pregnant. And then it will eventually be a monthly session with your home visiting mentor. But we're available to contact if parents have any concerns or issues or questions. You know, we're really open to them coming to us in between visits. That's absolutely expected as well.
And tell me, I hear a lot of talk in our chat this morning about mums. Where does Dad fit into the picture, or is he not part of the equation at all?
Oh, he's absolutely part of the equation. If Dad, we're really, really pushing Dad's involvement where possible. So we you know, when we start working with families, we can arrange evening visits if Dad's working full time. Even when Mum goes back to work, we're quite flexible with our timings. But we would love Dads to be more involved, and they are slowly becoming more involved, which is great. Particularly over the past year with the pandemic and that, we have offered Dads only parenting classes, and we're currently running a Dads only baby massage class, which is going really, really well. And again, that's over Zoom at the moment, but we're hoping to be back in real life as soon as we can. But definitely we encourage Dads to be involved where possible, because, you know, when it comes to parenting the baby, if they're both parenting the baby and the child, you know, if parents are both parents are on the same page, it can just be very beneficial for everyone involved, really.
And I suppose, yeah, most importantly, Caroline, where do people go to sign up, and how do people find out more about it?
Okay, so we have a website, preparingforlife.ie, and we have a email address if anybody wants to ask any questions, which is pfl.info@nspartnership. So short for Northside Partnership.ie, or the telephone number is 01-877-1509. And we are open and free to new families coming on board at the moment, because you know, we would love to get some new families on board. So definitely fly us an email or give us a call, and we'd love to hear from any new families.
That is brilliant, Caroline, and just so that the people will know, this, along with all our other interviews and podcasts, are here on the Near FM website on the Listen Again, part of Near FM. So if you miss those contact details, you'll be able to get them back on the Listen Again service. They'll be up there hopefully later on this afternoon. Caroline Cray from the Preparing for Life team up at the Northside Partnership. Caroline, to you and all the team and everybody up there, number one, thank you so much, obviously, for joining me this morning. And a huge thanks to Sarah Clahasy, as always, for setting these up. I will be talking shortly to Niamh O'Shaughnessy, who is a mother who has benefited from the Preparing for Life programme. But in the meantime, as I said, Caroline, to thank you, your team, and everybody in the Northside Partnership for the absolutely terrific work you're doing for the entire community. Caroline, it was lovely to talk to you, and thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks, Emil Downey. You're very good. Speak to you soon.
Now, following on from our chat with Caroline Cray from the Preparing for Life team, I am now delighted to be joined by Niamh O'Shaughnessy, a mother, one of the most important jobs in life, I would contend, and also somebody who has participated in and benefited from the Preparing for Life programme. Niamh, good morning, welcome, and thank you for talking to me this morning.
Good morning, no problem.
Niamh, tell me about your experience of the Preparing for Life programme. When you engaged with it first, where you were in relation to your pregnancy, or was the child born, and how you found that maybe benefited you, as maybe friends of yours who didn't engage with it. So tell us about the programme and how you found it.
So basically, my sister was involved with Preparing for Life too, and she had said it to me, but I wasn't actually too pushed on it. But at the time, when I actually found out I was pregnant, I was going, which I still do, seeing my mental health team in Bowman Hospital. And I was very worried and very anxious of becoming a mother because I have a mental illness diagnosis. And basically, I had all these worries of, like, oh my God, like, will my kids be, like, put in care with Tusla? Will this happen? Will that happen? Because I'm in those, like, mental state of mind. Like, the days I don't feel like getting out of bed, how can I look after a little, like, baby or another little life? So basically, I have a social worker with my psychiatry team in Beaumont, and they had said to me, I had said to them about preparing for life, and she had looked them up and read, and she said, Niamh, I really think you'd benefit from this. She said, like, you're thinking you're going ahead of yourself. Like, I was nearly telling myself that this is going to happen, even though I had a whole psychiatry team telling me, Niamh, this is not going to happen. So basically, I was doubting myself on being a mother. And So what I done was I let them get in touch with Preparing for Life, and Sue got back in touch with me, and she came out and done a home visit with me with Caroline and went through everything. So I agreed to signing up, and I was 5 months pregnant on Indy. That's my little girl. And I just found a bit of a relief. I felt like there was backup there for if I needed it, and which there was, because I've come such a long way, like, since all this. Like, I actually have a second baby now, Ollie. He's 6 months old. So not only, like, am I managing with one, I'm actually managing with two now after, like, doing this program, which is fantastic, and the mental illness. So,
and yeah, tell me this, Niamh, and I don't want to personalize this, but it's a fabulous story, and I'd just like to go into it just a little bit more, if you don't mind. What age were you when you got pregnant with your little girl?
I was 23. I had her last year in September, and then I had Ollie in November just gone. So there's literally like 14 months apart from my two little babies.
Excellent. Well, one will rear the other. Trust me, I am speaking from experience. I am speaking from experience here. One will rear the other for you, and they'll grow up to be great pals. Tell me this. And this is really, really, I suppose, central to what we're talking about. You spoke to us there very openly and very honestly about the issues that you had on your first pregnancy and the worry that you know you were in, and the stress that you were probably loading on top of yourself. Obviously, at this stage, it's easy for me to sit here and say, as it transpired, quite unnecessarily, because you're a brilliant mother. But did you find that having availed of the Preparing for Life program on your first pregnancy, that it made the second one so much easier and maybe a lot more stress-free?
1,000 times over, yeah, definitely, because I was prepared. Like, at first, I hadn't a clue about pregnancy. I hadn't a clue what my body was going to go through, how, like, my body and hormones were going to react with my medication, how... There was a lot of things I questioned myself, because I always wanted to be a mother, but I was always scared of being a mother because of who I was mentally. But I had to let go of that and tell myself, like, I'm still human. Just because, like, I'm on medication or this or that, that doesn't mean I can't be a good mother. So that's why it's very important that we have these supports, like Preparing for Life, is to have back up there and put you in the right direction. So basically, I completely just found, when I had Ollie, that I was like, I just needed to add him into Indy's routine. It wasn't like, oh my God, I have a second baby, this and that. It was like, I figured out who Indy was because of the support I got off Caroline. If you could ask Caroline, there's days where I have rang Caroline and said, like, I actually just don't know what to do with her anymore, Caroline. I've done this, I've done that. And she'd say, okay, relax, we'll figure it out. Like, just, we'll have a chat, see what's going on. And at the end of the day, then it could be that Indy's just gone through a ground spurt, or she's after figuring out something new, and I'm there worrying, like, me. She has an awful habit of not eating, and I worry a lot about her. But, like, as I'm told by her as well, if she's eating little and often, she's fine, she's healthy, she's eating little and often, she's, like, literally thriving, she's... grown. There's nothing wrong with her developmentally. It's really good. And as well, I found that because I find days that are really hard managing with the two kids, when Ollie did come along, I found, how am I still going to entertain Indy as well as having that one-to-one time with Ollie? And I sat there and I have cried on the phone to Caroline and said, like, I actually feel like I'm not connecting with Ollie. I feel like I'm constantly with Indy because, like, she's active, she understands. But at the end of the day as well, you're a mother and you can't be in two places at once. So what I did basically was I sat down with Caroline and we'd done a routine out. So it was like, Indy got up and went to creche. So when Indy was in creche, I'd spend time with Ollie. And then so when Indy came home, I didn't feel bad for leaving Ollie there resting or in his bouncer or in his jumper room while I was spending time with Indy because I had that time before. Whereas when before, when I spoke to Caroline with that, I was just trying to do it all. I was trying to be superwoman. I was trying to, like, sit over in the corner, entertain Ollie, sit over in the other corner, entertain Indy, try to get them to play together. And it just doesn't work like that because every child is so different and they have such different personalities. Like, my two children are like chalk and cheese. Like, they're totally different.
Tell me this, Niamh, and again, I don't want to dwell on the mental health side of things because what you've explained there about the, you know, the anxiety around a second baby and two of them in close in age and two of them different and two of them reacting to the same things differently, that's every parent's experience, I can assure you. So you're talking about lived and a shared experience that every parent has had.
Definitely.
But
yes.
did you find, and it's a curious question maybe in a way, but did you find that the Preparing for Life program, that it actually helped with the mental issues as well? Because it sounds as if you got an awful lot from that that put the mental health issues and the fears that were around that it completely put them to bed and allayed them totally.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, it hasn't only, like, they don't just, I know it's Preparing for Life and it's, like, for, you know, like, giving you the right direction or helping with little things with your children and stuff. And it's not all about, like, having to feel ashamed of, like, oh, like, I need someone to support me with rearing my children. And I think that's the thing with this day and age and in my age group too, that they sit there and they think that they should be able to be a mom. Like, they had a baby, like, this is, like, they should be able to get up. And sometimes you get a lot of my age generation that look down on others at my age because they haven't got them in the best of clothes, or they might, like, give a little shout at their child. But in reality, them young girls trying to be perfect and trying to mother and everything by themselves, unfortunately, are the ones then that suffer with isolation, are the ones that suffer and can't speak to anyone because they feel like they feel wrong. They feel like it's wrong to put your hand out and ask for help, which is completely not. And as, like you said, there has a help with your mental health. It has completely, because at first, I completely thought, like, no, I couldn't, like, I'm 23, I'm young, of course I should be able to have a baby. Like, it's, you know, like, I babysit all my friends' kids, I have a niece, like, of course I should be able for it. But I felt like that I was doing wrong by asking for help and that I'd be looked into and I'd be kind of somebody close looking over my child. But as I say, they're not only there for help and the support, they're there for you too. Like, sometimes when Caroline rings me, you'd get like 10 minutes of a chat about Indy and then the rest is of how I'm feeling. And sometimes that's just how the session goes, but it helps you, like, it really, really helps you mentally in the sense of that you're focused and you know that even though you are feeling all these feelings and whether you have a mental illness or not, being a parent is one of the most, like, full-on toughest jobs there ever could be. And it's nice to just pick up the phone and hear that news, even though you're giving out, even though that all this is going on, this is okay. This is a normal reaction. Like, you know, like, you're made kind of to see yourself, to stop putting yourself down for probably giving out your kids three times in the one day. That doesn't make you a bad mother. Like, just because, and I think a lot of it has got to do with social media too, people sitting there and judging motherhood off one another. But in reality, you need to focus on your own children, your own children's needs. And I found that with Preparing for Life. I found how to balance myself out as well as with my kids. I found how to balance my routine in with my children. And it's the best thing I ever done. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it's a bed of roses. I wake up some days and I feel like I'm absolutely mental and running away.
But I wouldn't. I wouldn't think that that's a very unusual emotion for a new mother to feel, and especially a mother of two small children. I wouldn't think that.
Exactly.
I think that's perfectly normal.
It's very, very, very normal to feel like that. But I think in my day and age generation, a lot of people are just so caught up in this day and age that it's like they're afraid to put their hand out for help. And like a lot of my friends and all, when I have said to them about this program, they kind of just look at me and they shrug their shoulder because, you know, like they don't need that help. But it's not about not needing it. It's about having the support of like, having that support of to just know where to go in life with your parenthood, because at the end of the day, it doesn't come with a book. You get days where you think, like, what do I do? Like, they won't listen to this. Or I find that because I'm still young, that I feel I don't do enough activities. Or sometimes I sit in there and I'm like, am I too young, like, to, you know, kind of, I always thought as a mother as being older, like not young, and so when I'm trying to entertain my kids, like with visual learning things or like jigsaws and stuff, like I feel, what way could I explain it? Like when I first had Indy, basically, I felt like I didn't do it as much, and then when I start getting into the program 100% with the Parent for Life, I start realizing that. When I was taking, even if it was half hour out of my days, we were trying to let Indy sit there and do jigsaws or let Indy sit there and do colouring, it actually tires their brain out. So it was making my routine more easier because she was falling asleep easier rather than just sitting there following you around the house, and which I was letting her do because she was just whinging at me, but she doesn't even whinge as much. But that doesn't make me a bad mother because I didn't know that. That's just, I put my hand out and I learned, like, and I'm learning off people. Same way, there's plenty more people out there that were probably like me and were like, oh God, no, I don't need help for my kids. Or, like, it's the best thing I've ever, ever done. I've never, like, been on top of myself and felt this good in life. And that's all down to being in this program. And I can say that 100%, being in Preparing for Life and having my mental health team there to back me up too. And as well, like, Caroline will interact with my social worker and psychiatrist. They keep in contact, info linked, which is a brilliant benefit from it because some days you just don't want to talk. So if they feel there's something off, they can, like, speak to one another just to know. Like, and it's a really, really good thing to know because it just actually makes me feel safe. It does. It makes me feel safe because mothers get a lot of days where they feel alone. Their friends aren't around. You always have friends, but they're there, but they're not there, if you understand what I'm saying. And it's good to just have someone there from the sense of that's not judging, that's like saying it's okay to feel like that. And I always feel 1,000 times better getting off the phone. Always, always, because I know that children have minds and we can't control them. They're exploring. And just because we're having a bad day doesn't mean that our children have to have a bad day. And that's something I learned.
Well, I can tell you, Niamh, I was going to ask you earlier on in our chat to put yourself in the position of the Niamh O'Shaughnessy before you met Preparing for Life and sell it to that person. You have more than done that, Niamh, and you should be extremely proud of yourself. Congratulations on the progress you've made, and I was going to leave you on an upbeat note, but trust me, as they get older, and these are the best years you're going to get out of them. Believe you me, Niamh.
I know, they are the blessings, they honestly have. They've made me come such a far way, like they really, really have it.
Niamh, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you, and thank you so much for taking the time this morning, for being so open and being so honest. And I mean, anybody listening to you this morning who doesn't join the Preparing for Life program, they need to have a serious chat with themselves. Niamh O'Shaughnessy, and before that, Caroline Cray from the Preparing for Life team, thank you both so much for joining me this morning. Niamh, a special thanks to you. You were absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you. Bye-bye.